Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. Today's podcast involves a conversation between Senior Pastor Jerry Barber and Family Pastor Scott Torres about an issue that was requested by our listening audience: spiritual growth in a busy life.
Not long ago at Harvest, we invited people to talk about the podcast specifically as far as what would they like to hear on the podcast. And a lot of great suggestions came in. We're always open to those. One of them we're going to address today, and that is spiritual growth in the context of a busy life. I'm joined by our family pastor, Scott Torres.
What up?
Nice to see you, Scott. We're glad you're here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Let's just talk a little bit about this topic. Everybody's busy, of course, and people who want to have spiritual growth feel a real challenge towards it. So when you hear that, Scott, when you hear this suggestion, what comes to your mind? What's the first thing?
For me, I think it registers personally. As you know, I have four children, all 14 years, 14 to 8. Busy. My wife homeschools the kids, teaches the kids. We're involved in the life of our church and their activities. So when I hear that, I go, please give me some answers. Help me. Maybe I submitted that question.
Maybe you were the one. Yeah. All right, you get to answer your own question then today. Well, where would you start in this? Where's a good starting point for somebody who really wants help with it?
Well, I would say from a perspective standpoint, when I hear that question or it posed as, hey, how can I get some help with it to grow spiritually in the midst of a busy life, I think, man, that's healthy. You know, it's always good. Like, when you don't know that you have a problem or you don't know that you have challenges, that's when it's dangerous. And so when I hear somebody saying that, I go, man, that's great. That's a great place to start. It reminds me of something that I was talking to someone earlier today, and what kind of came out in the conversation was that Jesus is attracted to weakness. Jesus is attracted to humility. And so when there are people that want help in the midst of a genuine busy life, because seasons are different. So I identify with that season. A lot going on, really busy. Help me, Jesus, is a prayer that is genuinely prayed by me. I mean, so one of the practical ways, I mean, it's praying, God, I'm so busy, and I need help to just be here in the moment, to be here today, to walk with you, to love people well. So prayer, I think prayer, you know, I think about Jesus. What did Jesus do? It reminds me of, he would oftentimes, when you look through the scriptures, whether in Mark or in Luke, there were times where he pulled away early in the morning. He did that in the book of Mark, I think of Mark chapter 1. There were times where he would just pull away during the day and he would go pray. And then there are times where he'd go on the mountainside and he would pray the whole evening. Prayer was a rhythm that Jesus practiced in the midst of a busy, and for him, ministerial life. I mean, his life was unique, but he lived a life of prayer in the midst of busyness, people always needing something from him, wanting something from him. So that's what comes to my mind. I think of that posture of humility. I think that's a great place. And I think of just the calling out to God, living before the Lord in prayer.
Those are good thoughts. I think of Dallas Willard's kind of famous statement, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. He talks about hurry being an addiction. So there's a difference, I think, between being busy and being hurried. You mentioned Jesus. Jesus was busy, we would say. He was constantly doing things. But I don't ever get the impression he was hurried. He was under control in all of that. And yet, we tend to fill our schedules and overfill our schedules so much that is what happens with it. I think that's very important. Another pastor told about when he was taking a new appointment and he called a spiritual advisor. What do I do? What do I do? It's a big new task. And he said, well, you just ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. And he's like, okay, he's waiting. And so, what's next? And he said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Well, is there anything else? And then he said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. So I think it starts there for me. It starts, we make an intentional decision to do that. And I think maybe we could talk about this. I think it's important to make an intentional decision to set an appointment with God on a regular basis, a daily basis. This isn't a legalistic thing where, you know, it's a checkbox and you do it. And if you do, you make your appointment with God, then, okay, I've succeeded for the day. And if you don't make it, I've failed. Sometimes you can fall into that mentality. But let's be real. Let's be honest. Anybody who wants to get in shape, for instance, physically, whether running, swimming, or a gym, a fitness center, whatever, biking, they make an appointment. And they, because it's important to them, they say, this is important to me. Because it's important to me, I'm going to set that time. And, you know, I think it's very, very important for us as believers in Christ who want to know Christ to do the same thing with him. We're not going to just become spiritual by osmosis. I think setting aside a time and then sticking with it, I think that's really key.
Yeah, and I would add to that, if you don't mind, or play off that, when we say we're busy, there are necessary things that make us or keep us busy, and then there are 20 minutes playing Wordscape on my phone, or... You know what I'm getting at.
Or fantasy football or something. Yeah, so does that mean you're going to quit your fantasy football league? Is that...
No, I'm actually, I might be leading the league, so not yet. But, you know, when we say busyness, are we genuinely busy? And if we are, you're right, we have to prioritize Jesus. And there are seasons where... You know, there's always intentionality, because I think spiritual growth is something that just doesn't come natural. God gave us the disciplines, and they're good means of grace, I guess maybe you could say it another way, to help us walk and to grow with him. But you talked about eliminating things. I think really evaluating how busy am I? You know, I used to have I had a buddy of mine. He was actually a supervisor of mine, and we went to the same college together, but one of the things that I really admired about his life is he would chart by the half hour what he did. And so he would constantly, you know, write out, keep tabs, minutes, how he spent his time. And he was ruthless about that, and because he didn't want to waste a minute of his time. And so when I think about busyness, are we genuinely busy, and what can we take away so that we can prioritize the things of God and our spiritual relationship with God?
If I can turn it a little bit as we kind of move down the home stretch here, I'd like to throw in the thought of just a little bit about what you do in the times with God that are alone, because to me that makes a huge difference. It's not as much, in my view, how much time you spend alone with God to grow spiritually, but it's how significant are those times. Are you just going through the motions? Are you really engaging with God? And I encourage variety. I encourage prayer that is active, walking, talking, finding a spot. And obviously, I'm thinking, even as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about, say, a young family with little children. And sometimes parents think, how can I ever find time? Sometimes we have to help each other out, like husbands and wives need to trade off and say, look, I'm gonna take the kids here and allow you to have time alone with God, just like we allow each other time alone for other things. So those are helpful. But when we get in those moments, something that's helped me in the last two or three years is reading some older people, some Puritans. So, for instance, The Valley of Vision is a great little prayer book that gives prayers from Puritan writers. And, man, they knew God. That really helps me, and it doesn't take long. And recently I asked somebody, what are you reading that's good? And he told me about something that was compiled by the same people who compiled The Valley of Vision. It's Voices from the Distant Past. And this one is devotional writings. There's one for every day from a different Puritan writer. And again, today, everything's so contemporary, we often lose some of these people from the past who've been very, very effective for God. That's really been encouraging and inspiring me recently.
That's good. I think last for me, when I think about tips to help me in the midst of busyness, just the thought came to me about family. How do you lead your family spiritually in the midst of busyness, right? I have to be completely honest, and sometimes my time with God is my family devotion with God. Now, that's not so much normal the way I've done it throughout the years, but as this season of life has been incredibly busy, sometimes, some morning, it's, okay, I know I want to spend time with God, and I know I want to lead my family in the Word, and so we merge those. And I have found when I've done that, and I've done that on more than one occasion, man, God has really met us, and it's been special.
Those are good words, and I think that brings to mind just the whole phrase of seasons of life. Mm-hmm. People are in different seasons of life. I think of, say, a young mom with multiple children who might at one time have spent more significant stretches of time in prayer and with the Bible or whatever, and maybe she feels like it's harder to do that. And you've just given a good example of being creative and realizing it's a season of life. And also realizing this, I think this helps us. Jesus Christ wants intimacy and fellowship and closeness with us. It's not like something that we need to feel. It's some sort of obligation if we're adopting that mindset. But like an invitation from a friend. And obviously, I don't mean to be sacrilegious. He's more than a friend. But he is a divine friend, and he wants to be with us. So just allow those times. For me, I used to, for instance, I've had a pattern of meeting the Lord first in the morning. I think I do that before I get out of my house, because those times when I say, I'll do it later at lunch, or I'll do it at night, then by then I'm too tired or distracted. So for me, I'm best to meet the Lord early in the morning. But it used to be that if I would miss one of those times for some reason, had an extremely early appointment or I just overslept or whatever, then I'd feel like, oh, no, the day is, I can't walk with God today. And I would say we can walk with God, and we can use those times. Use those drive times as you're in the car. Listen to Christian music or just pray. Maybe even with children, put good Christian music on and pray with our children. I think it's a matter of walking with God like all day long and not just in one little packet. So whatever that time you set aside, yeah, let's keep doing that. But let's don't put so much emphasis on just that one time that if you don't have it, or if it's not as long or earth shattering that day, that it makes us feel like we can't walk with God. All right. Thanks for joining us today. And, remember, Jesus does want fellowship with those that belong to Him.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.